Being joined by Grundy Center senior Tiernan Vokes, who has announced his commitment to join the football program at UNI coming up next fall. And Tiernan, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. I know you signed that national letter of intent here a couple months ago, but just kind of want to get your perspective on what the process was like, ultimately deciding to continue your football career at UNI here next fall.
First of all, thank you for having me. I'm excited to join today. Just for the process for me, really, it was pretty simple, honestly, with you and I being so close. It's been a spot where I've played, a lot of football games over the past 3 years. So that was one bonus. And then the other bonus was, it's D1 football, and that's been a dream of mine since I can remember, really. It's always been a goal of mine to get to that level. So when the opportunity kind of arose for me to take that step, I was all for it. I was on board.
Yeah, so how would you kind of describe your history over these last few years? Like, when did you kind of realize that it was actually going to be a real possibility for you to move on and play college football?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say, the recruiting process started pretty early for me, probably more as a sophomore or the end of my sophomore year. I was going to all the camps, trying to get like in contact with all the coaches as I could. It was really slow for me, honestly, throughout my junior year and into my senior year even. I was going to camps and coaches were liking what they were seeing, but I wasn't getting like the offers I think I wanted to get at the time. I stayed the course, I stayed patient, and I think that's a testament to just how God was working in my life. Because our timing isn't always what his timing is. So I had to stay patient for a little bit, but the opportunity finally arose, and I was excited that it did when it happened.
Yeah, so when it comes to preparing to play at the next level, how has being a part of Grundy Center football kind of helped you develop and get yourself ready to go play college football? Because obviously you've had a lot of great success, winning all these state championships and having great coaches to go along with it. But how would you describe your time in the Grundy Center program as it relates to preparing yourself for the next level?
Grundy Center has blessed me immensely, tremendously. Winning obviously state championships and being a part of some amazing teams that will go on in the history books, but really just the coaches. How the amount of time they invested in me as an athlete and as a person, is really amazing. Just great coaching staff. You learn a lot about football at Grundy Center, but you also learn a lot as being just a man and growing as a person. That's a big step of it because going into college, you're going to be tasked with a lot of, new, learning how to play football at the college level is a big step. Also, just going into the college lifestyle is different than a high schooler, and they prepare you for that. They say that they want to prepare you, on the field, but also off the field. I feel really prepared in both aspects going into my college career.
You bet. One more question here about high school football. You now have the sixth most receiving touchdowns in IHSAA history, so pretty special to be, among those ranks, right? How would you describe, your journey and how you got yourself to that point? Because obviously that's a pretty remarkable accomplishment to be in the top 10 on that kind of list.
Yeah, for sure. It's a really special accomplishment, and it's all glory to God first and foremost. But it's a team sport, and I can't get any of those accomplishments without some really good guys throwing me the ball and without some really good guys blocking for me up front. So I wouldn't have any touchdowns without those guys. So it's really a testament to their work ethic, and you got the guys I've had blocking for me and throwing me the ball.
So you're going to be entering a new era of UNI football with new head coach Todd Stepps has taken over for Mark Farley. What do you know about him? Maybe some of the things that he's going to bring to the table here in his first season at UNI.
Yeah, I know that they're really excited to get things going. I know they started spring practice here, so I think they're really excited for the new era of UNI football to come around. But for sure, I'm really excited to be a part of this new process that UNI is going through right now, and excited for what's to come.
So once you get started up at UNI, have you talked much with the coaching staff about, the position? Is it going to be offense, defense at the receiver position? What's that looking like for you right now, you think?
What they've told me is that I'll be playing like a hybrid tight end type of role. So a tight end and I'd say like a tight end slash wide receiver role. So a little bit of both, what I've been doing in my high school career. It's pretty similar. So.
I gotcha. So, when it comes to, taking your skills to the next level, what would be some of the biggest objectives or personal goals to take your game to the next level, to make yourself be able to be a part of a Division I football program?
Right. You know, I just got to keep, you know, getting the weight room each and every, or when I can, you know, 3 times a week, you know, and our coaches here at Granny Center will do a great job of keeping us in the weight room throughout the spring and throughout most of the summer. But, you know, just got to keep getting better each and every day. You know, don't take a day for granted because you got, you know, there's always someone out there trying to get better than you or people outworking you, but you got to make sure that you're staying on top of your game.
All right, and when it comes to the rest of the spring here before graduation, you're taking part in track and field here again this season.
Yeah, that's right, track and field.
All right, so then you'll have that, then graduation, and then after graduation, what's your schedule looking like right now? Is it going to be moving to Cedar Falls pretty quick, with summer workouts and things like that?
We don't have to move in to Cedar Falls until July 6th, so I'll be moving up to Cedar Falls then. But before that, during the summer, like the month of June, I'll be going up there probably every other day for workouts and weightlifting program.
And have you decided on a major or anything like that yet?
I'm a little in between majors right now. I don't know for sure what I'll be doing, but maybe something in business or like kinesiology. So it's a little all over the place.
All right, and last question for you today. What are you most looking forward to about, taking your skills to the next level and joining a college football program?
I just say I'm excited for the opportunity, really, just, you know, to get a chance to go out there and prove myself and start all over, really. You know, you start out in high school, you know, we're kind of at the top of the football world as a program. So, but, you know, come as a senior as well. But again, you know, going into UNI as a freshman, you got to start all over. You know, you're at the bottom of the totem pole, so you got to work your way up. So I'm really excited for that opportunity.
All right, well, that's Grundy Center senior Tiernan Vokes talking about committing to UNI football here today. Appreciate the time and looking forward to following your journey here at the next level.
Thank you.